This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Which they asked yesterday on that show, on the afternoon show, on that show, whether or not Jed Wills is Wally Pipped. I'm thinking, Wally Pipp, before he got hurt, Wally Pipp batted 280, 296, 329, 304, 295 for the New York Yankees before Lou Gehrig took over. Jed Wills doesn't do his job nearly as good as Wally Pipp did his job, folks.
That means Wally Pipp missed 70-something percent of the times, and so does Jed Wills.
Wally Pipp had 103 RBI, 94, 109, 110 in 152 and 53-game seasons. Jed Wills can't do that. He doesn't even play baseball. John Greco joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, but I get the sentiment. John, should DeJuan Jones be the starting left tackle from here on out?
I think, Ken, the formula that they had up front, at least against the Ravens, looked way different. Having Wyatt Teller back is huge. But that answered some questions about DeJuan. It was a conversation that we have had, all of us on your show and other fans and media personalities. Can Jed do it? Can DeJuan play left tackle? How successful would he be? He's only played right. And I said I wasn't sure. It's not as easy as just flipping the switch and saying, oh, yeah, he can do it. And he proved that he could step into the role and be more than serviceable. He looked comfortable. So, you know, why not? Why not stick with the operation that's working? They obviously had a spark. There's no secret. Jameis comes in. They make a change of play caller. The team looked like they had a different energy. Why not? I mean, if something's working and they're trying to win games and they want to get a third win against the Chargers here this coming Sunday, then yeah, stick with what's working. The iron's hot. Strike.
Well, it's so odd because, I mean, I asked him point blank this preseason. I go, you only played a little bit of left tackle before. Would you be willing to make that change? And he was like, no. I don't think I'm good at left tackle. Like he was very honest about it. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, well, at this point, I'm thinking, boy, you know, sometimes duty just calls. And even though you might be reluctant, you are needed to do this because I watched that game three times over. And, yeah, I've been trying to not beat up on Jed Wills so much. But, yeah, I'm like, this is better. I can deal with this. This is better than what we've seen before. Maybe we could put Jed Wills over there at right tackle then and see if that's better in his natural position.
You know, yeah, and we've had this conversation as well, especially when Jack Conklin came back and DeJuan had such a terrific year last year. And the start of the season, he was sputtering a little bit and he was banged up and injured. And we all know about some of the missing pieces up front. And we wondered if you would have this problem where you have three guys that you're like, you know, who should play. And, I'm in the school of thought that the best two guys should play, no matter what that looks like, no matter what position they're in. So will it be Jed if he's healthy? Probably. Fans will be hooting and hollering about that. And if it doesn't look right, you know, why isn't DeJuan out there? That's very honest and transparent that he would tell you that. I used to tell people that when they would ask me, you know, can you play left tackle? And I'd say, you know, I played in college, but no, if I jumped over there, somebody would get hurt. But obviously he had the week of preparation. He knew what was going on. And they had great success, and it seemed like his communication with Joel Bitonio, it seemed like communication across the board, guys, was way different this week. They were doing things, they were picking things up that they had struggled with in the previous games. So it was exciting to see. It was encouraging. And even though it's a Tuesday, I'm trying not to overreact. I'm trying not to underreact. I'm just trying to react with what I saw. And I saw an offensive line that played more cohesive than it has. And it's because they have some healthy dogs in there now. So we'll see what happens this coming Sunday. But I was encouraged, and I'm excited about the direction that this offensive line, the steps that it took.
John Greco with us. You know, for what we do, we like easy. We like easy ways to understand what the difference was. But we had a lot of new in that game. You had a new play caller. You had a new quarterback. And you had a new offensive line setup. So what would be your overall takeaway from how the offense looked?
Protection, Anthony, was a big one. If I had to give it the three biggest points, execution, protection, and timing and decisiveness of throws. I'm even though that sounds like two different things, I'm lumping those things together. Jameis was getting the ball out on time. He was decisive in his reads. If route one was there, the ball was out. If it wasn't, he was throwing it to two. If that wasn't there, boom, check down. And let's live to fight another day. Protection was terrific. It seemed like when they were running play action, when they were doing dropbacks, when it was quick throws, it was firm, deep drops. He had time. They communicated. They weren't getting beat on simple stunts like they had in previous weeks. They were picking up some pressures. It was just encouraging to see that. That's kind of what I thought. And really, I'll go back to it. Just the energy and the focus seemed heightened. And maybe you guys recall me saying this at some point over the last month or so, you know, when we were talking about does a change need to be made. And I said that in my history, when a change is made, it just kind of amps everybody up because you realize that that's such a big move for a team and what it means and the impact that everybody is just automatically has a sense of heightened sense of urgency and focus. And I saw that Sunday.
John Greco joining us here on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So now you got these veterans here. You've made these huge investments here over the last eight seasons, and you've wasted 2 years. I mean, Freddie Kitchens was not the right man for the job. A likable guy, but we know where that season went. And then you had the 11-game suspension year where that thing was dead in the water before it even started. And so you've wasted 2 years of this window. I don't want to waste another year. I'm begging for another week, John, just to see what they do against the Chargers before I go and I start selling off these assets.
Yeah, I'm with you. This division is still wide open. It's the clearest path to the playoffs if you win your division. Anything can happen there. And we kind of talked about that, even though I didn't want to bring that up because it's hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To say when a team's only have one win, nobody really wants to hear that. But, you know, you're right now you're 1-1 in the division. I know they're in the basement, but anything can happen. I agree. I want to see if we're overreacting or if this product looks the same on Sunday or gets better. You know, after a second week of preparation, what does this look like? Are they able to become even more balanced with the run game, with play action? How encouraging was it to see Cedric Tillman come out and just have an explosive game and look like, my God, that, you know, third-round pick, this is what we've been expecting and what we wanted to see. So does that look more consistent? Does this O-line look more cohesive? Does it build some chemistry off of last week and build some rhythm? Does Jameis, we know the guy's a veteran. He's got all the confidence in the world. He's got all the charisma, the energy, the drive. Does that look the same? Or does some of the mental errors, some of the mistakes start creeping back in and we see what really has plagued them throughout the season? So I'm with you. I want to see if they can, you know, keep stacking wins because, you know, a month from now, you have a bye week built in there. You play some divisional games. if they can stack a few wins here in a row, you know, people are going to start looking at this season a little bit differently, and then they're going to be in a really tough spot. They're going to be like, no, we're trying to make the playoffs. So, yeah, I want to see what happens this week. Does it look the same? Does it look better? Or do you see some of those mistakes that have really hurt them throughout the season come back in? I would expect to look about the same, and hopefully they make enough plays to win a game. And the defense now, maybe they can see, hey, look, you know, that offense is looked different this past weekend. They're going to be rolling. We have to ratchet our focus and energy up on defense and play full complementary team football.
John Greco, hold on here for a second. Can you guys, I mean, you've been, how many years you play in the NFL?
11.
That's a hell of a long time. You guys can smell BS, don't you? Like when you're hearing that Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win. Do you think they believe that?
You know, Ken, some guys maybe did. Some guys probably saw through that. Some guys don't care. At the end of the day, that's your job. So even if you believe something, even if you want to trick yourself into believing something, you still have to go out there and execute and farm your field. Now, there's some guys that could say, woe is me, this is BS, they're just pumping this false information, why are we doing this, woe is me again. And that's when you get, you know, that's when your play starts diminishing, and then you're going to be out of the league. So no matter what, you have to execute and take care of your business. So I think it's kind of mixed in the locker room. Guys are talking about it. There's definitely conversations, but the leaders in each different position room have to come together and say, look, no matter what, no matter who's out there, no matter what they're saying to the outside of the building, here's the message in the building. We have to do better. We have to try to win games. So that was always my approach. And guys, I've been a part of some really, really messed up situations on teams where you're just like, yeah, we're just trying to figure out something to get a first down, get a touchdown. So yeah, it's difficult. And this was a unique situation given all things considered. But I think the veterans, I think some of the young guys that look up to these veterans, they see how they work each day. They see how they go to practice, how they talk to you guys in the media, and they just have to go out there and do their job. And I think that's what they've done all season.
Nick Chubb is averaging 2.7 yards per carry, but there were signs of old Nick Chubb there in his second game. Are you expecting Nick to kind of continue on the path that he's continuing on, or do you think there's going to be a week where it's going to look like the old Nick Chubb?
I think that there's going to be a week, Anthony, that he looks like the Nick Chubb of old, and I'm wondering if, you know, they're being cautious. They're trying to get him back up to speed, even though we've all seen the weight room clips of him power cleaning, you know, Volkswagens, and he looks so terrific, and his preparation and recovery is just a testament of how great of a guy he is. But yeah, I would expect it to look a little bit better this week, a little bit better next week, because some of these runs that you know, you've always heard me say, when they're blocked for two, he gets four. When they're blocked for four, he gets six. Some of these he's gonna break, and they're gonna get these big chunks. And that's when the play action starts becoming more successful, when teams really have to come back in and stack the box and say, we have to stop Nick Chubb in this, you know, potent Browns rushing attack. That's when things on this offense are going to start to look really, really dangerous. And I'll tell you what, if Jameis is still hitting guys over the top, and secondaries have to say, wait a second, where did this come from? All of a sudden, this is a vertical threat offense for the Browns. Then it softens the box, and then Nick Chubb can make his work. So I would expect, yes, that it looks better and better each week. I know that they're still trying to figure out their fits. There's a new combination on the offensive line. Wyatt Teller's back now. He's still trying to get his legs underneath him. Same with Jack Conklin. That guy hasn't played in a lot of games in the last year and a half, 2 years. So he's still trying to get up to game speed, get his legs back under him. So I think as time goes on, Ken and Anthony, yes, it will look like what we've grown and expected from Nick Chubb.
John Greco joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Between the fans and the players, has that all been squashed now?
I think so. I mean, winning cures everything, doesn't it, guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody tries to have short-term memory, and I think when, you know, frustrations and everything got to a boiling point, and the way the injury happened with Deshaun Watson and everything, all of the emotions and the frustrations that have been going on for over a year, I think when it came to a head and that happened, and we talked about it last week, and the players were emotional. I think, yeah, I mean, why not go back to work? The fans still love the team. The players still love playing for the fans when they're rocking and rolling. And like I said, a win cures it all. A win for Jimmy Donovan, the fan base was electric. I wasn't at the game, but I knew a lot of people that were, and they said it was just, a lot of fun to be at and a lot of fun to see them win and perform. I think it's behind, like I said, short-term memory. Now, if they come out and lay an egg in the next two games, it's going to look a lot different, and some of the boos are going to be out there, and rightfully so. And that's everybody's God-given right. If you buy a ticket, you can go do there whatever you want and boo the team. But yeah, I think it's ancient history as far as how information travels so fast. People will be like, oh, remember that? But I think everybody's moved on, and we're squashing the beef.
John, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate it.
Guys, thank you. It's always fun.
John Greco, Browns analyst, former Browns lineman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff about DeJuan Jones there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.